أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Quran City, and in particular, we focused on Surah Al-Anfal, which is Surah number 8. Today we will look at Ayah 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Do not be dishonest. Do not be unfaithful to Allah and His Messenger. وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ. And do not be unfaithful. Do not break the trust of those who trust you or that which is placed in trust with you. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. While you know. So let's look at this concept of trustworthiness. What is being trustworthy and why is it so important? First of all, remember that the Prophet ﷺ had three major qualities. And if we were to follow him, these are the three we need to adopt in ourselves. One was truthful. One was being trustworthy because they knew him as As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, which is truthful and trustworthy. And Allah calls him Rahmatul Al-Alameen, the one who was the most kind, the most merciful from in all the worlds. So three qualities, TTC, trustworthiness, truthfulness, and compassion. Now being trustworthy is being worthy of trust, where someone can count on you. Someone can count on you to do your best, to keep your word, to follow through on your commitments, to do what you say you will do. In other words, somebody who walks the talk, somebody who is utterly reliable, somebody who acts in a way that inspires confidence and trust. Let's first look at some ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no belief for him who is not trustworthy, the Prophet said. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, there is no Muslim who is untrustworthy when trusted with something, nor does he ever break a promise which he makes. To Kumail, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be trustworthy to the good, to the bad, in small and large things, even in needle and thread. And something that really got me when I was reading about it was Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin when he said, keep on being trustworthy. I swear by divinity, the one who sent Muhammad as a truthful and trustworthy prophet, that if the man who killed my father gave his dagger with me, I would certainly give it back to him. Trust, in essence, is the glue that holds relationships together. It is what allows you to feel safe so that you can be vulnerable enough to connect with another person. And nothing hurts more than feeling betrayed by someone you love and trust. Betrayal comes in many forms. It could be dishonesty, disloyalty, unfaithfulness, or withholding. Each of these feels like a moral violation that cuts to the core of the human being's soul and places someone in awful distress. Relationships are complex, and depending on the circumstances, betrayal doesn't necessarily mean the end of a relationship. But it does come out as the person who's trusted you will probably never trust anybody else again in their life. And so it's really, really important to understand how important our words are, how important trust is in absolutely every relationship. Thus, the explicit nature of this ayah, where Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. Do not be unfaithful to Allah and His Messenger. So once we've accepted Islam, then to be able to follow it, obedience to the Creator, serving His creation. And then he continues, وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ. And do not be unfaithful to those who have placed trust in you. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. While you know. Something to reflect on. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be those who never betray anyone, who are able to keep trusts. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.